Therefore, if you are not in a place where he wants you to be, he won't pour grace for you to do anything. And don't ever forget something I say all the time. People get results even if they are not working with God. Because God said to Adam, from the sweat of your brow, what will you do? You will eat bread. So if a man eats bread, it's not a testimony. God has said that if you sweat hard enough, you will get bread. That's the word of God. I like to quote J.P. Getty all the time. One time, the richest man in the world, he said, how do you make money? He said, it's simple. Get up early, go to bed late, and strike oil. I said, that is not the will of God, but it works for him. It worked for him so well, he became the richest man in the world. He rose up early, went to bed late, and he struck oil. But God said, it's vain for a man to rise up early. It is vain for a man to rise to close late. Eating the bread of hard labor, sorrows, he calls it. He said, because God gives to his beloved even while he sleeps. So if your life is not dotted with testimonies of what you got while you were sleeping, I don't want the story. That is not the life of Christianity. If you spend money and night focusing on the rubbish you have written on your wall and you finally got it, I'm not impressed. David was just shepherding sheep, and an old man showed up in his father's house and anointed him king, and David went back to the sheepfold. That's Christianity. Are you getting my point? Joseph dreamt dreams, and for your information, he did not know the meaning of the dreams. He just woke up and told the dream, and men who were older than him, his older brothers and his parents, understood the dream. And they said, what kind of thing are you seeing? Are you getting my point? Let's stop talking such nonsense. And the man, don't think people say that Joseph had a dream and then focus on his dream. Focus. They never beat it. They focus on him. And they said to slavery, you forget your dream. Okay, slavery. Okay, you recovered. You are still a slave, but at least you recovered. Then they threw you into the dungeon. You forget the dream. I don't think he was a superman. He wasn't. All that kept him was the righteousness that was inside his heart, which was what sent him into prison in the first place. And that allowed the dream of God to manifest in his life. Listen, if Pharaoh had said to Joseph, tell me your own dream. You know, it was Joseph that told Pharaoh, tell me your dream. No, so. Let us assume Pharaoh said to Joseph, tell me your dream. He would have said, I'm supposed to be ruler in my father's house. Is that all you want? No, I don't care. Give him a number of camels, some horses, some goats, some animals, some goods. Yeah, send it to the father's house. That's the end of his dream has been fulfilled. But good enough, Pharaoh did not say, what's your dream? Pharaoh did not even know about all this dreaming issue. He just woke up one day and the dream was such a... You know, there are some dreams that just talk to you. You know, his dream was so real, it was a bother to his soul. And when he got the interpretation, he knew when the interpretation was correct. Nobody could deceive him. And that led Joseph into a dream bigger than what he ever imagined. Because as a matter of fact, all he dreamt about was that his brothers would bow down to him. That also. He never dreamt that Egyptians would bow down to him. He never dreamt that he would have the power to lock up all the household of Pharaoh if he wanted. All the rulers in Egypt, the Bible made it clear that he was at liberty to bind them at will. He never dreamt that. Please, that's the difference between spirituality and spiritualism. All our spiritualism is nothing but capping the ability of God in our lives. How do we get things as Christians? I said, pray, ask. Don't focus on any diagram on your wall. Don't worry about it. Pray and leave the matter. In due season, God will bring it. But concerning your everyday work, say, take my yoke. That's what I'm coming to you here. I was talking about the supply of grace. Faith without faith is impossible to please God. Alright? And I describe in that book, great faith can be yours. That great faith is, again, a supply of the Spirit. And we read from Galatians chapter 5 before. It says, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. And we said, how do we walk in the Spirit? Okay, he talked about sowing seeds. He said, the fruit of the Spirit. He talked about it, and I explained that the fruit of the Spirit means that when you sow your seed into the realm of the Spirit. Are you getting my point? you sow your seeds into the realm of the spirit, you will from there reap certain attributes inside your own soul. What I mean is this. A man who was not kind, let me tell you something about Christianity. I just want to say this briefly. You know, I'll get back to what I was saying now, but that's not what I want to say. These days, every day I see things, I get to understand life more. You know, my wife had a small experience yesterday in the market. You know, it's a small thing. But all those small things, I bring out lessons from them. An old man tried to defraud that, that's the point I'm just saying. It wasn't big fraud, it wasn't 10,000 naira fraud, it wasn't even 1,000 naira fraud, it was maybe like 500 naira or 200 naira fraud. Alright? She bought X from him, the thing fell down while she was not looking. And some broke, of course, maybe the crate was in the bag or something. So she just said that she didn't notice it, but she knew that something was a bit out that did one break. Man said, no problem, just take one free one. Try to dash her a free one. But she probably said that no, this bag feels uneven. Let's check something about it. So brought the exam, found that seven of them were broken. Now, this is what lesson I'm bringing up from it. She was not looking when nothing happened. And the old man, who was manning the shop, knew that she had broken eggs that was selling to this young lady. And so that she wouldn't check, he tried to give her one free egg. I don't know what I said. You see why prosperity they had that blah, blah. That's where I'm going to. That's where I'm going to. I said prosperity could have the man. That is, you see, it appears like a small thing. And I keep on saying this to that Christians, as you do business, be careful that you don't walk in what the Bible calls the deeds of the flesh. Let me tell you how that old man should sow into the spirit. If you're a believer, this is how you sow into the spirit. Even though she did not know, as she's going, say, madam, please stop. That bag fell just now. Did they tell you? No, please, let's check to be sure that your eggs are not broken. How many do you have in there? 30? Oh, sorry, 10 of them are broken. Let's replace them. You've lost money. But that is called sowing to the spirit. There's a man I have a quarrel with, alright? That's a quarrel, and that's why I'm fighting, but I'm supposed to have a kind of business that you can buy something from him. And the way he's behaving, I told my wife, I said, you know this guy's problem? He only thinks of himself. That everything that has been our points of contention, you will see that they've just been points in which he's only thinking of himself. And let me say, this is Christianity. Now, I said at the beginning, let's get practical. True religion, James said, is to visit the sick, visit the prisoner. True religion is to be kind. True Christianity is not to watch out for yourself alone. Charles Finney used to preach to businessmen those days and said that the job of a businessman is to try and make the other person prosper. Listen. Any business in which you cannot actively bless other people, forget it. It's not a good business. It's not. Because you are not sowing into the realm of the spirit. If you cannot identify a problem you'll be solving for people, do you follow my point? Then forget it. I'm not saying it doesn't make money. Listen, this is worldliness. Worldliness is when we think about business only as it profits us. What's the new thing making money? You don't think about what skills do I have to bless people. I discussed this in a radio then when I'm talking about creating the opportunities for prosperity. I said, what's a job? A job is the opportunity I have, or the door I have open to me in which I can use my skill to be a blessing to somebody else. A job is not defined by how much money I earn. It's how much impact I'm making in the lives of people. I hope you are following what I'm saying. I hope you are getting what I'm making. When we're talking about sowing into the realm of the spirit, he said in Galatians 5:22, they said, the fruit of the spirit. I explained that what he said is that you must put a seed, okay, into the first field of the spirit realm. And I said to us several times, and you know, I won't stop saying, I know you're tired of hearing it, but it's your problem. I will continue doing this. If you say yes, this 5,000 naira is a seed towards my car, you have sown selfishness. He that sows to his flesh, from his flesh, reap corruption. That's what the Bible says. Because you have not given. Do you get my point? You have invested. God loves a cheerful giver, not a cheerful investor. There's no word of difference between the cheerful giver and the cheerful investor. When the man was preaching, he can give and give and give and give your way to salvation. And some former Nairo and crooks and ran to the front. And one of my sisters was, they are thieves. They are still sowing to the flesh. That's not what I call sowing to the spirit. Sowing to the spirit is that, listen, this business deal will bless me. It will get me money. But it hurt somebody else, so I don't want it. One day, a friend of mine was going to a church, and you know all these times, well, you know they call pyramid schemes, which is a criminal offense in America. In Nigeria, I think some of those forukukus that just pass. Alright? So he said in his church, then his pastor wanted to start something like that. Now, please, I don't mean the pastor is a bad person. He just didn't know. The law can walk in ignorance. Do you get my point? He can be doing things that are not right. Alright? So that's why we have to keep learning. So it was on the committee, they had called the meeting, how they are going to go about it, the scheme, you know. I thought they were just gathering money and all of that. So they said it's a good business, so he told the man, the preacher there. He said, no, I don't think it's a business. He said, it's not a good business in which somebody, he said, that's what he said it, that once there's a victim, it's not a business. Their business is supposed to bless everybody. Are you getting my point? Their business is supposed to bless everybody. For example, one young man came this morning, I told him to pay him some money. What did he do? For that business. Our website has issues. You understand what my point? And we called him and said, this is the issue. And he solved it. And for solving it, we have to give him some money. He's blessed. We are blessed. That's business. We have gained. He has gained. That is business. So my friend said, told the man that day, I said, listen, in this scheme we are doing, the last set of people that will enter are all going to be victims. You know the way it is, pyramid scheme. That's why people have tried to sell it to me before. The day a man that is like, hey, okay, Pastor Frank, you can do this. You have a network connection to be able to do it. Look at it, I'm making half a million a month, 1 million a month. Then I said, okay, it's a pyramid scheme. You can tell me, see, that man, that is a house. He joined early, that's how he built it. I said, listen, my friend, it's a pyramid scheme. The money he used to build that house, about 1 million people will lose it. I don't know where I get my point. Without getting anything, they will have false hopes, false everything. So I said, because I understand that somebody is going to get defrauded along the line, I am not interested. Don't entice me with what I am going to get. Listen, if you are doing business as a Christian, bring out something. Christianity, this is what Christianity is. Christianity is not offering giving. I hope you don't mind me telling you this thing, because I know you hear the opposite so much. You need somebody to beat your head back into the alignment. You know there are some heads that are out of alignment. You know they call alignment? Some heads are out of alignment. So we need to move in the other direction. Christianity is righteous living. And I'm bringing an issue here about good works and Christianity. That is how we sow seeds into the realm of the spirit. Now, let me not disconnect that from what I was talking about. God has a will. The fact is that in your everyday work, God has a will. God has a purpose. God has a plan. And your faith is going to increase as you align yourself with the purpose and the plan of God. And there are two sides to it. Number one, there is Christ-likeness, which we talk about all the time. God wants to form Christ in you. So when you are walking, it's as if Christ is the one walking. And secondly, he wants to through you do some things on the earth. Wealth in life is not calculated. This Christianity I'm discussing is not to be calculated according to what I have. There's a difference between what I have and I possess, and it's mine. So rest. You have men's good leader. No, there's a difference between that and what I control. Christian wealth is what I control. I don't know whether you get what I'm listening. For example, let's assume I build up a few enterprises. All right, we deliver services to about 2 million people, and we have like 10,000 people on our staff. As long as it is written as mine, righteousness prevails in them. Are you getting my point? I'm not going to send a young girl wearing a short skirt out to go and meet target because I'm wearing a bag. Are you getting what I'm saying? No, I won't do that. What I'm saying, this is how Christianity is. Alright? So if I control something, alright, it must show in every fiber of my enterprise that this is how things are done here. That's wealth as a Christian. It's not how much money I have to oppress other people. No. It's how much impact I can achieve for Christ on this earth. And you get what I'm saying? So this is what I'm talking about, increasing our faith. Let me not digress too much from it. So whatever it is we are doing in life, God pours forth grace. One of the problems we have, why grace is not poured, is because we don't have that sense of purpose when we are walking. People think Christianity is just that you believe God for anything. No, that's not what faith is. Faith is not just that I believe God for anything. Let me establish something to you. That's why you have believed God for things you have declared this year it shall come to pass. That was 3 years ago. And somebody calls you and says, what happened was that when you were confessing, which direction of your room were you facing? So I was facing towards the door. Ah, I said, why should you face the door? You know, somebody can open the door and interrupt your concentration. So right now, what they are going to put the confession inside the closet and close the door on it. And what are you confessing? Homer. Forgetting that GM will soon stop making Homer. He said, you want the Homer? No one. You are going to hammer. Say amen. Amen. And then you are going to buy Homer after that. Amen. Amen. You can't take a photo of Homer inside the wardrobe. And the angels are saying, is it not that car we saw GM discontinued? That in the realm of the spirit, they already saw it on the earth. It was going to take place maybe after 2 years. So on the earth, in the heavens, they are seeing that after 2 years, GM will stop making this thing. So why is that boy confessing about it? There is an idiot. Leave him. And he's thinking that his faith, the problem is that they have misinformed him that spiritualism is faith. No. Faith is that I understand that God has a purpose. Very important. Faith is that I understand that God will supply everything that I need. Faith is that I understand that if any desire comes to my heart, I pray about it and I don't make it a preoccupation. Because Jesus said simply, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness means practical things. When you see the word righteousness in the Bible, it's practical. He said, he that doeth righteously is righteous. So what about righteousness by faith? I said, as far as God is concerned, faith is an active work. Yes, it is. Because in the course of your faith, there are decisions you make that show that you did have it. Let me give an example. See, I don't know, this example just came to my mind, because I think about when I meditate, some of this comes to my mind, alright? Let's assume that I say that I've been redeemed from the curses of the ancestors, amen?
Amen.
I've been redeemed from the curse that's upon Ham, all the descendants of Ham, all them Canaan, Cush, Put, Mizraim, all the misbehaviors of African men have been redeemed from the causes. Do you understand? Now listen to this. I say I believe it. I say I believe it. When I'm praying, I confess it. Then, I'm a businessman, or I'm a university teacher, I'm a government official, whatever it is. I'm based in the city, okay? Then a man, a colleague of mine, a colleague of mine, who's earning a lot of money, doing good business, suddenly wakes up one day and says he wants to shed off the encumbrance that this business and this job is to him. And I ask him why. He says, so that I might go into this particular country and go and teach them this liberating gospel of Christ Jesus. That country is in decadence. Where I want to go to Haiti. I want to go and preach. There's a calling of God upon me to go and preach. Listen. Now, you know, I said I believe the gospel that I have been delivered. If I sit that man down and say, you know, you have to think about your wife and your children. Why waste time? These things, don't just worry yourself. Once I say that, I have confessed in heaven, I don't believe that gospel. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. Because if I had HIV, alright, and Frank and Pepper came to give me free drugs, and I'm well, and Frank now said that now that you have been well, we want to travel to another country to go and give them free drugs to kill their own HIV. What will I have? I will have said, I think you should go quickly. Do you know why? Because indeed, I believe in the remedy. So if I tell a man who wants to go and preach, not to bother, I have declared that I don't believe in that remedy. No matter what I'm claiming, I really don't. If indeed, you see, this is the thing about giving. People talk about giving. It's not about giving so you can get. Forget that. If indeed I believe in that remedy, and I know those people hate it, need it as much as I do, or more than I do, because the kind of wahala all these purpose they get, they need it more than I do. Not only should I encourage him by words, I should encourage him financially. I should speak to him that, what about your wife and your children? What's going to happen? Are you going with them? And he says, no, I have arranged my wife and my children will stay back home. He said, don't worry. If there's any problem at home, let them call me. That's a sign. Do you get my point? That I believe in that gospel. If I don't support that gospel that he's going to preach, then I'm saying that no matter how much I raise and wave my hands, I truly don't believe in it. That's why faith, correct? It's righteousness is by faith. But faith, God sees faith as a matter of works, because every day you make decisions that show that you have it. So I tell my wife, we were discussing. One of the things I've come to understand, I take business as an example. If business goes down today, you know, it's going up. Your one day goes down. If you start getting agitated, you are told, God, I don't have faith. What you are saying is that I don't have it. Because if indeed you have it, it's a matter of season. It's a season that's right. It's a season. Another season is coming. You just declare boldly and you continue going. What am I saying? Christianity is about righteous works. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm going to explain. Yes, that's what it is. And the sowing of seeds into the realm of the spirit is as we do the true works of Christianity. The man is a businessman and is a believer. He is forbidden absolutely from lying. Alright? I'm saying anything he said. I keep on saying the reason why God has not closed those who sell faith down is because Christians have not been bold enough to insist on doing things that are genuine and right all the time. If God will close every line in the market down after he has established your righteousness. What I mean is that you will have gone to testing, you will have gone to trying. Are you getting my point? Now, as you listen, Christianity is not just about what I can. It's not at all about what I can get. It's about living life as a mission. Are you getting my point? And as I do the things that reflect that I understand that my life is a mission. What I am doing is I'm sowing seeds into the realm of the spirit. That's from where I now read all those things that the Bible talks about. You see, the fruit of the spirit is love. The capacity to love more is pouring into me as I use the little that God has given me. The fruit of the spirit is faith. Greater faith is pouring into me. Do you get my point? The problem we have, why people confuse the works of Christianity, all right? Is that the thing that when we talk about Christian work, it's about coming to church and sweeping floor. Are you getting my point? I hang it around pastor and say, yes sir. God bless you, sir. They think it's about not going to work, but going to church. There's a woman who works for us at home. She likes to come and take permission that they have prayer on Wednesday in the morning, say, for in our church. So, obviously, you're a church of layabouts. Yes. Every Wednesday morning, you hide at a big strike of people you walk. Those have faith events. And they feel righteous to come and obtain permission. Every Wednesday. That's the problem we have. We think that's Christian work. No, that's not what Christian work is. Christian work is a man goes into his business. Listen, there's a way he talks to clients. Listen, there's no reason why every Christian should not be known for his integrity. There's no reason. Why should I want to defraud somebody? Why should I tell somebody I have paid the money I have not paid? Why should I buy something telling that I'll pay next week when I know no money is coming? You know, there are those who do it. What are you paying next week? The guy is not expecting money. I have seen people who went, he said, let me have it. Let me send your staff to follow me to the office. I give them money in the office. No problem. Let them follow me to the office. I'm going right ahead in the office. And the person drives by that office. When the people come to say, my dad said, oh, we should come and collect money from your guy. He said, my guy has not been here for 2 days. That is sown to the flesh. You will, from that flesh, what the Bible calls corruption. You know what's corruption? business will die. Corruption is that one day you go and drop 3 million naira in cash. And robbers will come, boza. Hand over. They are agents of God coming to punish you for the iniquity that you did last week. Sometimes not last week, it's 3 years ago. You forgot. There are things Christians are not supposed to do. You know, I don't know why we need to say it, but we need to say it because Christians are agreement. Listen, everything. Every time you deceive somebody, defraud somebody, alright, cheat somebody out of his money, it's called sowing to the flesh. Christian or not, you from that flesh people the Bible calls what? Corruption. Just watch. You see that the Christian house is born first. Because they are the ones that God goes after. You don't know. After you don't see for everybody, you go take and build house of village because you know how. You know the way God does it? They will sell sand as cement. You won't know. They don't color the same. God will ensure that's the one they use for your own foundation. 2 days to dedication of the building, the rain will fall. You know, say, plenty godly erosion, do your day and after state, very good. You all wash a bit of your foundation, come out. The whole house will come down. It's the annoying part. They start praying. All my enemies, they said I wouldn't make progress. Holy Ghost, fire. Then the shock and this fire Lagos. Holy Ghost. Because that is the enemy that said he will not make progress. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I've said a number of things to be alright. I was still trying to, you know, separate them. I've said many things together, but there are too many things I have said. Number one, I emphasize the issue again, alright? That spirituality and spirituality are not the same. Alright? What happens, alright, is that we misinform ourselves, thinking that we have picked up a few spiritual laws, alright, and that's Christianity. No, that true spirituality is that I understand that it's not just I just claim something. I know that indeed God has a will. Are you getting my point? Indeed God was, has a will. God has a will. And I said, this is how we continually sow our seeds into the realm of the Spirit. It's simple. I've said it before, I'm just emphasizing it again today. It's a matter of good works. And the works we are talking about is not just showy works, works around church. No, it's about everyday lifestyle that God gives you the opportunity to do good and refusing to do evil. Because life gives you the opportunity to do evil. And I said, every time you do that which is evil in the sight of the Lord, you are sowing to the flesh. These are fundamental things about Christianity. Good works. Do you understand my point? It's Christianity. Let's never forget it. You know, Gabriel called me today. And said one thing that excited me about this last hour, that when I went for a convention, alright, I wasn't around last Saturday, is that they said a lot of people came with gifts for people. You know, one brother and his wife came with CDs and they were sharing to people. One sister came with a lot of gifts for children. You know, my wife came with some gifts for some people, you know. He said that, and I said that, did anybody discuss it? He said no. Are you getting my point? That it didn't just, you know, it just spontaneously just sprang up in the hearts of people. I said, That's Christianity. It's unfortunate these days we're not knowing, you know, Pentecostal. You know, say I think that the largest group of crazy people right now that God has is weak Pentecostals. We decrease for head. Plenty, you know. Our madness is unsurpassed in the history of Christianity. That's what I think. I think the Orthodox people, Catholics and Anglicans, right? They have more sense than us. Much more sense. They do. Listen, you can quarrel with Catholics, I know I do, for a number of religious practices that they have. But one area you can't beat them is social services. You can't. Young men and young women will still abandon their relatives, travel to far countries to go and teach primary school. And they will teach it for decades, and they are not tired. Pentecostals want to prophesy them out of that good work. And said, God is a God of abundance. If you just show a sheep right now, you will leave that place and come to the city. Did the man tell you, look, poverty is a bad thing. People who have bought their lives. Those are men who know how to do ministry. Not that, you know, when poor people bought their lives, not entitled to bishop. He thinks he has to buy 7 chips to prove to everybody that he's not a bishop. You know, poverty is a terrible thing. And you know, it's not poverty of cash. It's poverty of what? Mind. The Lord is good. What am I saying? Listen, let's forget that our mentality of business and our misbehaviors. It is still the right thing to take care of orphans. Are you getting my point? It is still Christianity. Jesus said that when he said that when did we see you and we did not take you in? What was the problem? He said, one of the things he said was that I was in prison, you did not visit me. Do you get what I'm saying? I said, look, it annoys me. When I watched TV, and Patrol person telling that they sank a borehole in Africa, in Nigeria. Frank, in Nigeria. You sank a borehole in Nigeria. Nobody Rolls Royce overtake me to the one at the go house. He sank a borehole where we are driving Rolls Royces. You came from America to sink borehole for us. We really decrease. How much is a borehole? In a those days, you sink a proper borehole, 250,000 naira. No, we don't do it. We build big, big churches. I'll be very happy. I hear my point. Now, my friends say that you have big churches and we have nice cars and nice suits and all of that. But we brag about them. That's what irritates me. We brag. We brag about things that are nothing. Yet, we don't get to this. This is Christianity. To go to school, be a student. Your father has money. He gives you money. You get and say, I have friends who come to school by faith, not by faith. Yes. So that when I reach there, yeah, I'm supposed to eat this famous. Let's take a meal and eat it together. That's Christianity. That is still Christianity. It's not that we do things that are convenient for us. To inconvenience ourselves so that we'll be a blessing to somebody else is Christianity. That's why I talk about that. You know, we'll start by reading Paul. No, I'm not even referring to him. Go and see what Paul said. He said, whether it's by my life or by my death, what matters to me is that Christ is glorified. That's why I read that. That whatever it is, in what I am doing, that is how you so seize the realm of the Spirit. It is not that I did a deal. Let me say that again, as Christians. It's not that I did a deal and made money. That's Christianity. Come and testify, praise the Lord. Last year, I was broke. This year, I'm not broke anymore. God said, no, I thank God you were broke last year. And thank God you say you're not broke. Let's now hear the details of how you stop being broke. That is where my testimony is. I hope you are getting my point. That is my testimony. That process. How did I bless you? Or you have gone to join to know yourself to strange people. Because when you do, you join yourself to strange people as Christians, it's the easiest way to make money. Yes, it's the quickest way. I shared something with my fellow ministers because in our convention we had a ministers meeting for that, like the first day. Well, Wednesday evening, Saturday morning, before the main convention, Saturday evening, we share some things. I said, listen to this. It's frightful if a minister listens to this. Most people that you celebrate as preachers who suddenly broke through, not all, most, they began to break through when they agreed finally to walk out of the will of God. That was the point of their breakthrough.